Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we heard the epistle reading where the apostle tells us that we absolutely have to have humility and we have to love our neighbors and our enemies, and that we have to follow example of the Lord. The Lord suffered so much. When he was spat upon, he was hit before the crucifixion, and he never raised a voice, he never fought back, and he accepted everything. He did it for us because he loves us so much. He wanted to pay for our debts to the Father for our sins. He took all our sins on the cross. My beloved, in today's gospel, we heard that there were 10 leopards coming close to the Lord and on a distance asking him to help. And the Lord says, go to the priests and show yourself. And as they went, they got all cured. And one of them came back out of the 10, came back, bowed down to the Lord and thanked the Lord for giving him the health again. He was a Samaritan. He was a foreigner. And the Lord said, what happened to the other 9? Why didn't none of them came to thank God for what they had gotten? And you think about it. Maybe sometimes we do that. Maybe we don't thank God for the benefits that he gives us, for the life that he gives us, and for everything. And we have to learn to thank the Lord all the time, to be grateful to him. And my beloved, today is also we have a celebration of Saint Ambrosie. And Saint Ambrosie was a unique little child when he was born. And he was very little, and he was taken to the field with the father and the woman that was feeding him. And all of a sudden, a whole swarm of bees came up, and he was laying there with his mouth open, and they started to go in his mouth and put honey into his mouth. And the woman got very scared, wanted to chase him away. But the father said, no, let it go. We will see what happens. And after they gave him a lot of honey, then they left. They never touched him, never hurt the little baby. And this one thing that happened to him. But then later on, as he was getting older, and he saw that people kissing the bishop's hand, and he came up to one of his servants and pulled out his right hand and says, here, kiss my hand, I will be a bishop eventually. And it was a prophecy that the Lord had allowed him to see ahead of time. And of course, eventually he did become a bishop and was fighting against the Arians and against all kinds of bad things. And my beloved, he was a great saint, And so you should try to look it up and read on it. But when we go back to today's epistle, again, I have to plead with you and say that please don't ever get angry at anybody when they shout at you, or they scream at you, they spit at you, they do terrible things to you. You just accept it all in humility, because God resists the proud, and he will not give his grace to the people that are proud. But when somebody is humble, he's going to give the grace, but only through the grace we can be really saved. So just try to remember that. And the Lord also tells us that we have to love him more than anything or anybody in the world. We have to love the Lord first and more than ourselves. And then the Lord says that we have to love our neighbors as ourselves. But it doesn't mean just neighbors, but he also tells us we have to love our enemies and those who do us harm and do us bad things and so on. And we still have to love them, and we have to pray for them and pray for them them, then when we see somebody sinning and doing terrible things, we pray for them as if it was our sins, as if it's we're doing that, and pray our heart out that the Lord will forgive them, and pray for them as if we were praying for our own selves, and never get angry and never get upset, but always have the love in our hearts. This is what the Lord is calling us. If we want to ever come to be with Him in the kingdom of heaven. So please try to remember that. I read more of my life in Christ by St. John of Kronstadt, and he will explain all that and give you more and more insight into the spiritual things, so that we'll be going after not this world, but going after the eternal life, and preparing ourselves for that, cleansing our heart. And God bless you and give you the strength to fulfill the gospel and to live according to the gospel. Amen.